Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, offering Irish businesses practical knowledge and support to become more sustainable. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, in the Green Scene today, how human children differ in a significant way from the great apes. But first, following on from Conor Faulknan, the rats who learned to drive and who turned, it turns out that they love driving. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Pat.
So rats who drive.
Rats who drive, not what you were expecting to hear about this morning. But rats are often used in terms of cognitive experiments. How do they learn and how do they behave and what can that teach us about ourselves? And this was research from the University of Richmond in the US. And the research started more than 5 years ago to see, could rats be taught how to operate a vehicle? Could they be taught how to drive? And the little cars they had were very simple, kind of like a clear plastic jar on a base on a set of wheels, and they would get in and there was different wires that they could touch to navigate the car.
So left, right, straight
exactly.
Ahead.
And they would get treats if they completed certain tasks. But as the researchers realised that the rats could drive, they then suddenly saw the rats seemed to really be looking forward to driving. So exactly the same way our dogs at home, we can kind of see when they're anticipating going for a walk. The rats were displaying the same kind of behaviours. When the cars came out, they were rushing to the side of the cage to see when they could get into their car. But the researchers were wondering, was that just because they knew they were going to get a treat, or was it because they were actually enjoying the experience of driving? So they decided 5 years later to look into that exact issue. And what they did was, first, they monitor what's going on in the brains of these rats. So they look at the brain waves. And what they found was, if there was delay in getting a reward, they could see the activity in the brain was switching to a sort of more positive mindset. So, for example, if they put a Lego brick in the cage and then they had to wait and 15 minutes later they got a Fruit Loop rather than getting it straight away, or if they had to peel a sunflower seed rather than getting a naked seed that they could just eat, they found that the rats became better at problem solving. And in fact, they came up with better solutions. So this delay meant that they were sort of, their brains were getting into a more positive mindset. Then they brought the cars back in and they gave the rats a choice. They could do two things. They could either run and pick up their Fruit Loop very quickly, or they could get into the car and drive to where their Fruit Loop was and then get it.
And that was a more tortuous process.
That was a more tortuous process. It took them longer to get the reward. But they had three rats who could drive. So two of the rats chose to get in their car, drive to the Fruit Loop and then get out and get it. And again, they could see these positive reward centres about both enjoying the drive, but then delaying the gratification of the Fruit Loop. Those rats had more sort of positive signalling going on in their brain.
So that's very interesting. They could have just scampered over, picked up the Fruit Loop, back to the cage. But these ones decided, no, I'll go for a little drive.
Go for a little drive.
Even though it delays my Fruit Loop.
Exactly. And as the researchers said, you know, what this is reminding us of, that if we kind of anticipate positive experiences, that drives us to keep seeking positivity in life. So it's a good little message for us all kind of coming up to Christmas when we're always thinking about how to get into a positive mindset.
Now, talk to me about the great apes and children. And are we talking about adult great apes versus human children, or what are we talking about?
We are. And I mean, as you know, we've discussed many times the closeness genetically between humans and the other great apes. But there's some things that we sort of, researchers believe are uniquely human. And one of those things is this idea of a theory of mind, which is that when I'm sitting here talking to you, I can anticipate that you might think and feel differently to me about the same thing, and you can do the same for me. And they decided to look into whether this is true in the great apes. And we think this is something that happens in children quite early on. So this experiment took children, over 70 children from very different ethnic and cultural backgrounds. So from Samoa, Namibia and Germany, and 25 adult great apes. They had bonobos, chimpanzees, orangutans and gorillas.
These are our closest relatives.
Exactly, the other great apes. And all of the participants in the study were introduced to adults who had preferences for food. And the adults were very clear, and they were shown different foods, things like chocolate, dried tomatoes and crackers. And some of the adults said they preferred the chocolate. They ate the chocolate and they showed how delicious they thought the chocolate was. Others preferred other things. And then the experiment started. So the children were sat down next to the adult, and the children's least favourite and most favourite food was hidden in front of them. And then the middle choice was put to the side. And then the adult could pick one of the two foods, but the children couldn't see which food the adult had chosen. Now, if the children knew that the adult opposite them liked chocolate, the child child would not pick from the two in front because they would be dreading getting the least favourite food, which they knew was there.
Oh, they were told the least and the most favourite food are hidden in
front of you here.
Okay.
The adult's going to choose one. And they had to kind of work out what did they think the adult was going to pick. And if they thought the adult liked the chocolate, they would actually just pick the bland cracker, the middle choice, which was put separately and visibly. Whereas the apes couldn't do that. The apes, when they knew the preference of the adult in front of them, they would still just dive in, hoping to get their favourite thing, which is banana or pasta. So when they repeated this over and over again with the children, and they were put in front of adults, and they, if the adult had expressed a preference for their least favourite food, which was dried tomato, the kids would go in and take the other thing because they would anticipate they would get the chocolate.
Okay.
So it's a very subtle experiment, but it shows that they could look at the adult and anticipate what the adult was going to pick.
Okay, so they take the other creature, whether it's an adult or not another child, I suppose.
Not another child.
Do they try that sibling rivalry kind of thing?
No. And one of the questions about the experiment is these kids were kind of 7 and older. So, you know, the question is if they had had younger children, at what point would they not be able to sort of anticipate?
At what age would they stop behaving like chimpanzees or like bonobos?
That's one way of putting it. But and obviously they were adults on the other side of the table. So you could argue it wasn't an entirely fair fight as species were designed to pick up
cues. So the lesson from all of this is that the theory of mind is a human situation, based on this, and it develops at a certain stage.
Based on this experiment, it seems that we at humans might be a little bit better at reading what's going on in other people's minds.
Okay, that's encouraging to know. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.